Staff at St. Mark's Hospital in Salt Lake City, emergency medical services providers, and local law enforcement worked together earlier this week to train for what to do in case of an active shooter incident. Carly Cervantes, the trauma program director for St. Mark's Hospital, says practicing for emergencies like this helps ensure they're prepared to help as many people as possible.
It's really good to fail while you're practicing so that you get all of those bugs worked out. You can really find out how your system works so that if the real deal ever happens, you've already been there and done that, and you're kind of, you know, you're prepared for it.
Okay, who needs gloves?
Me.
To make the drill as realistic as possible, actors put on moulage, makeup that looks like a real wound, to stimulate their injuries. The actors were familiar with the medical world, so added realism by responding during the drill how an injured person would. The makeup and actors weren't the only things that helped add to the realism of the drill, says Ross Fox, director of EMS relations at HCA Healthcare.
There will be some active shooters in here with some ammo that is, you know, the dummy ammo. They'll be loud, and it'll be a real-life hostage-type situation they'll have to deal with and watch for, and so you have to protect your area. So it's a great opportunity for them to experience this without anyone getting injured.
Cervantes says the hospital has treated gun victims in the past, but it was only a few at a time. This drill allows hospital workers to gain experience working on mass number of victims at once. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.